Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Now, the warehouse building fire that we talked about in the first segment is a total loss. It provided storage space for a number of tenants, one of which was Reedy Press, a local publishing company that specializes in books with a local focus and or by local authors. It had thousands of books in leased storage space. It's all gone now. Reedy owner Josh Stevens joins us in studio to talk about the loss, the ordeal, and what happens now. Our condolences, Josh. It's been an awful, awful experience for you and Reedy.
Yeah, it's definitely something you never imagine happening.
I think we have to concede that an awful lot more was lost than just the contents. A lot of people are affected by this fire who were nowhere near it.
Right. Many authors over a period of years have written books for us on very niche topics. And the idea that those might not be available is upsetting.
Particularly this time of year, holiday season.
We've
talked to a number of your authors over the years.
Right.
I happen to be one of them.
Right.
but these folks are looking forward to a Christmas holiday sale, and that's not going to happen for them now.
They worry. It's very strange to be kind of working on production and things not related to marketing and selling this time of year. And we were already in the big rush, especially starting mid-October. And to be, I don't want to say sitting on our hands, but not selling books is very odd and eerie.
What kind of insurance do you have? I'm assuming you must have that kind of inventory insured somehow.
We do. And we're assessing everything right now. We had books, a lot of warehouse equipment, because the warehouse just wasn't used for dead storage. We had a fulfillment operation where we ship books to wholesalers and retailers. And so we had various forms of equipment, hardware, and things like warehouse carts and pallet racking. And it sounds like fairly mundane stuff, but you spend a lot of time accruing that. And
sure. You can reprint the books, but that takes time.
Right. It does take time, and it's very unlikely we'll have a meaningful supply before the holidays. We're doing our best to get some of the books out, with an emphasis on some of the newer ones.
We have one of your authors on the phones now. Amanda Doyle is joining us. Amanda, right. Are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi. Well, tell us what you're thinking in the midst of all of this.
I'm thinking Josh sounds amazingly okay right now, which is because, you know, as much as all of the authors who write for Reedy are affected, of course. I mean, this is his baby, you know, so we're all lucky to be associated, but I know it's got to be incredibly hard, just surreal to even be contemplating how you move forward. But, you know, I do want to say one thing, which is that so many people in St. Louis and beyond have been offering sort of their sadness on behalf of what's happened, and people really, this to me is such a testament to the kind of operation that Reedy has been and is, because I just feel like everyone wants this to succeed and come back. And Josh is probably going to be embarrassing to you, but I'm not in the same room as you, so you can't stop me. People are really, they want to see success come out of this. And not a single person to me has said, gosh, it's too bad. That's the end of that. Everyone's like, okay, so what are you guys doing? Like, how is this going to be resolved? Everyone expects that it will, because Josh and his wife and everyone who works actually for any aspect of Reedy just have such integrity and such positivity about them. And I think you attract that kind of people as authors as well. So I don't know. I feel like it's been, I mean, obviously no one would have wanted any of this to happen, but it has kind of shown the depth of feeling that people have for these books, for this subject matter, and for this publisher.
I'm sure some of your titles were also part of that inventory, Amanda.
Oh, yeah, except for what I had in my car.
So Amanda's books sell pretty quickly, though.
She's another one who has been a guest on this program.
Right.
Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Amanda.
Our time is limited, but good luck to you as this whole process moves forward. How long will Amanda and others have to wait, Josh, do you think, before you can get books back in the market?
Well, we should. Our goal is to have some titles in mid-December. a lot will flow into the following year. I can't give you a quantity because we're actively working on that, mm-hmm. but we're starting with the newer books and the books that sell most consistently. Certainly there's an emphasis on our St. Louis product because that's where we're based and we have a strong presence here in the retail market.
Could something be done? I'm sure you've thought of things like this, whereby people who would have been interested in the books, Amanda's books or books on the Browns that we've talked about this week and the Blues, that they could go to Left Bank Books and get a gift certificate and pick it up when they're available.
Actually, some of the stores have offered that. Mm-hmm. Haven't had time to sit with them.
How come?
but they've been great, actually. Left Bank specifically, Bookhouse, a number of retailers that really support our product have offered to hold special sales and pre-order sales. But
this is a community what we're talking about here. And I've already seen evidence that people are stepping forward in support. I want to get back to something a little more personal, if I may, and that is that your wife, as I understand it, had a very close call in that building.
She did. She and her sister were both working in the warehouse along with one of our packers. And the smoke started coming through the floor. They were able to get out. My wife tried to grab all the computers, and I think that frustrated the others there. And so she got out the door with the computers. Everyone got out, and she realized she had left her keys. And so she tried to go back and get the keys, but they yelled at her and kept her out. So sitting next to the warehouse along the west wall is the carcass of a minivan.
Oh.
And that's our van. So that was a minor loss, relatively speaking, but it still was kind of a kick in the gut.
But nonetheless, she got out,
she got out safely.
And these things move so quickly. If you don't move quickly, the worst can happen.
Absolutely. And it happened, as you said, very quickly. The great thing is we have really talented staff, very dedicated. They're kind of helping us dig out, and great authors like Amanda who really care, and so we feel confident. I'm not sure if we have much to stand on, but we have confidence in what we've achieved so far and the spirit behind everything.
What's this mean for your Christmas? You have four kids, right?
we'll see. People have been generous with various things, so I'm not too worried about us financially, and I don't want other people to either.
We have to wrap this up in a moment, but tell me about getting the word that this building was on fire and realizing that your inventory was inside.
That was pretty terrible, obviously. I was on the phone with Dan O'Neill, one of our authors.
The Blues Book, yeah.
The Blues Book. I was having my sales rep had just left the office to go to the warehouse. She walked back in, and I noticed I had gotten a couple missed calls, and she said, "The warehouse is on fire." And I said, "Dan, I have to go." And the first thing in my mind is, okay, even a minor fire will experience some smoke damage, sure. which could be very problematic. But once I got there, it was way more intense than that. And I feel bad for other people in the space too. We're not the only business sure. in there. And, you know, the person who tried to extinguish the fire on his own was a building employee mm-hmm. and looked like he was in rough shape when he came out. So it was traumatic.
Like any fire, the things that were destroyed can be replaced. Thank God that no people were badly injured or died.
Absolutely.
Those are things you can't replace very well.
Absolutely. Well said.
Josh Stevens, thanks so much for being with us. Again, sorry for your loss, but you'll come back.
Thank you.
You'll
I appreciate it, Don.
Josh Stevens of Reedy Press. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.